To the place we were using for our home base, I kicked off my shoes and relaxed on the bed. Everything was covered in dust when we arrived, but now the bed was usable. Michelle took off her armor and continued to strip.
We can't do that. A patrol might come by and we'll have to fight.
There haven't been any patrols today,
Michelle countered. Her breasts were exposed and she was working on her bottom half.
What about the other women? It would be rude to have sex in front of them. And waiting outside is dangerous.
They can join in,
Michelle countered, brokering no debate.
I don't think this is a good idea.
I think it's a very good idea,
Michelle said as she finished and stalked toward me. I looked around the room. Iris was stripping. She wouldn't be any help. Gloria had stopped after taking off her armor, but she also looked like she wanted to join. Sarah was fully dressed at the door, peeking outside. No use fighting it, I thought.
Okay, then.
Michelle smiled and jumped on top of me. We started kissing as she stroked my cock with her hand.
This ain't the bench. Stop playing hard to get.
I wasn't, but it doesn't matter now anyway.
Michelle sat on top of me and slid my dick in aggressively. She moaned as my penis went all the way inside her to the base. Iris appeared to her right and started kissing her. Michelle's hips started moving, and Iris's hand dipped down to Michelle's clit. Michelle's thrusts became more intense. Iris put Michelle's hand on her breast and worked Michelle's clit faster. Michelle moaned harder. I felt her pussy muscles tense as she stopped moving, but I continued moving from underneath as she came. Iris pulled away from Michelle's mouth and said,
My turn now, move over.
You cheated.
Michelle pouted but moved. Iris made a puffed sound and said,
You came, don't be greedy.
It would have lasted longer if you hadn't joined it.
Michelle continued to pout from the side of the bed.
She helped you during your turn. Don't be petty and take away from her too. Hello,
I said, as Iris's mouth engulfed my dick and interrupted what I was saying. Iris grabbed my hands and put them on the side of her head as she started playing with herself. I expected her to mount up, given Gloria was here. I went along with it and started pumping her head up and down on my cock as Iris started to moan. Iris was on her knees below me, and Gloria slid her head between Iris's knees and started licking her pussy. Iris moaned with a mouth full of my dick, and I held her face all the way down on my dick for a few seconds.
Make sure you clean all of Michelle's juices off my dick, Iris.
I could see Michelle smile out of the corner of my eye, and I also noticed Sarah was shifting weight from foot to foot as she watched us. The ogres were completely forgotten.
Mm-hmm,
Iris said. I held her head off my dick for a few seconds to ensure she could breathe, then started back up. Iris's tongue was moving around, giving one hell of a blowjob.
You're doing such a good job. Are you ready for your reward?
Mm-hmm.
Be a good girl and drink it all up,
I said.
Mm-hmm.
I held her head to the base of my dick as I shot cum in her throat. Iris's tongue continued to move as I felt the back of her throat swallowing. Iris came. I lay the side of her head on my thigh so she could relax and let go of her head. Iris lay still for a few seconds, and then I felt her tongue move against my shaft.
My turn,
Gloria said. It was no Michelle, but Gloria's lips were still moist with Iris's juices.
I'm going to need a minute.
I pushed her to lay on her back on the bed and then went down on her. I didn't do anything too strong because I wanted my dick in all of them today. I was stalling for time. Gloria moaned as my tongue